Look out, Sydney. Radio Chaser's Crap Thunders are hitting the streets and coming to a council car park near you. We've got awesome giveaways like Juice Bigelow 8, Rwandan Gigolo, Triple M t-shirts with a manufacturing fault that means they say Triple W, and posters of last week's Today FM breakfast team. High five our street team of bored 17-year-olds, and you can take home some cold hard cash with a freshly chilled 20-cent piece thanks to Uncle Trev's Discount Pawn Shop and Tattoo Bar. Radio Chaser's Crap Thunders. Just look for a beige Holden Tirana with its bumper bar hanging on by one screw and a faded Radio Chaser Rocks Picton sticker.
Catch our Crap Thunder today from 10 outside Salimba Harge's abandoned headquarters in Auburn, and tomorrow from 11:30 p.m. outside that X-rated bookshop in Ingleburn. You know the one.
Radio Chaser. Triple M.
Introducing Reality Toys, the plush cuddly friends who'll introduce your little darling to the horror of life. Like Terry the Tasmanian Tiger. After 10 minutes of playing with him, Terry dies and becomes extinct.
Mommy, why can't I wake Terry up?
Terry will teach your child to value our natural environment before it's too late. No refunds. Then there's Piers the Paparazzo Panda. His built-in camera takes intrusive photos and uploads them directly to the Daily Mail website.
Work it, work it. All these are worth millions.
And don't forget Myron the minimum wage mouse. His Kmart t-shirt and dead eyes will prepare your child for the life of hard, pointless, penalty rate free work ahead.
I'll never be able to buy a house.
Reality Toys. Your kids will wake up screaming, but they'll also wake up to the real world.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
The Balanced View with Firth.
Global warming is upon us. Drought, flood, devastation, which all means better news coverage.
And just look at this amazing footage from a GoPro that we attached to a local fisherman just moments before he was swept away into the watery oblivion of the ocean.
But there are also disadvantages. With temperatures on the rise, people are now more likely to take off their clothes, leading to an increase in nudity. You might think that's a good thing, but with nudity, there's one group that always gets left behind. Pasty white middle-aged men who are slightly overweight.
Oh. Hey, why am I in this sketch, Charles? Although I'll take slightly overweight.
So global warming is pretty terrible. But on the other hand, this year wine grapes in Germany will arrive a month early. Not only does that mean a better harvest and more wine, but the resulting wine will taste better than ever.
Wunderbar!
Ah yes, I love the German wine. I mean, our wine.
Guten Tag, Prophet!
Wiener Schnitzel!
So next time you're thinking of shutting down a coal-fired power station, think twice. The world may be burning, but at least the wine will be good and plentiful. Next time you want to whine about climate change, how about having a wine to climate change?
Radio Chaser, Triple M.
Treat yourself to Sydney's newest fine dining experience.
May I show you to your table, sir?
Although, do you have to do it completely naked?
Rock Poo, the first ever restaurant officially run by the NRL.
Would Sir Ken start with the Mad Monday special?
Yes, please. What's that?
A drunken chunder.
Oh, God.
Enjoy a regurgitation degustation with fine wines matched by our sommelier, Todd Carney.
I'm not sure this is the best vintage.
And every meal at Rock Poo is accompanied by live entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mitchell Pierce and Fido the Wonder Dog.
I'm not paying extra for this show, I hope.
Rock Poo, the NRL restaurant. It would have three hats, but all the staff are naked.
Radio Chaser, Triple M.
At Dumming's Warehouse, we cater to people who don't know anything about DIY. They're just completely...
Excuse me, how do I use this spade?
Just hold it by the handle and push it into the soil.
Sorry, which end's the handle?
We only offer one product in each category, so our dumbest customers don't get confused.
Hi, I'm trying to buy a drill, but I've no idea what to look for.
See the box in the drill aisle, marked drill, with a picture of a drill on it? That's a drill.
Does it drill things?
Yep.
Dumming's stores are small, so even the biggest idiots can find stuff.
In fact, we've made...
Do you have a nursery section?
Yeah. See that shrub? That's it.
Sometimes we go to your house to do it for you. It's all part
Excuse me, what do I do with this light bulb?
You just unscrew the old light globe and screw the new one in, you cockwomble.
I've no idea what you just did.
Dummies Warehouse.
Dumbest customers are just the beginning.
Which end do I eat the sausage from?
Radio Chaser on Triple M.
Yeah, all the breweries have been really generous sending beer for my cows, and they love it. This here is Daisy. As you can see, she's relaxing with a schooner of Tui's new. And over here we have Flora. Very expensive to keep this lady because she'll only drink craft beers. Yeah. Oi! Hey, how many of those green tea-infused pilsners have you had, Flora? Oh, well, she'll sleep it off. And I just got this slab in today from a new supplier. Yes, come here, Buttercup. Try this one. You don't want it? Why, how about you, Daisy? Do you want it? Oh, what, you're drinking your own urine rather than the beer? Oh, guess I'll have to send all this 4X back.
Radio Chaser, Triple M.
Shortly, you'll be sent a postal survey asking whether it's okay to marry Tetris. But this is about so much more than rubbing your joystick against a Russian puzzle game.
I don't want my son going to school dressed as Zelda and being taught it's natural to poke a Pokemon.
The Yes campaign thinks it's okay for Mario and Rabbids to appear in the same game. They're not even part of the same IP universe.
There are no rabbits in the Mushroom Kingdom. It's unnatural.
Yahoo! If we let people marry games, all church sermons will be given by Donkey Kong instead of priests.
It's okay to say no to people getting into Sonic the Hedgehog's hedge.
Written and authorised by the Coalition Against the Marriage of People to Tetris Games. I'm talking this fast because I'm on level 4,000 of Tetris and it's really stressful.
Radio Chaser.
Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.